blessing to be back here again. It's always good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I have enjoyed the 3 months that we've been here, back here. Well, actually two. 1 month in January and February and now April. And it's been such a blessing. It's just been so good. And yes, Mike, I know. I did know that I was going to the mission field to Mexico, but no one told me that Poland was going to be an option back then, 24 years ago. Joe said that Mexico was too much like home, and he wanted to see what it was like to go to a foreign field and learn a new language. I said, but honey, I've already learned a new language. Why don't I count to, isn't that good enough? He says, no, I want to go. Okay. So I truly have been refreshed by the brethren here, the fellowship has been sweet, and I just thank you for everything, for all the times, the fellowship that we've had, all the time together that we've spent, just going out and, even going downtown, passing out tracts and preaching and hearing the new ones coming up, Stephen and Mijah and Ross and different ones now that are going downtown, and Trevor and just ones that are wanting to get out and start preaching. It's just a real thrill to see them going out with Brother Mike, Mark, and and it's just really great. It's hard to believe that we've been in Poland now for almost 11 years. And in September, we'll have been there for half of our half of our 24 years of marriage will be spent in Poland and the other half in Mexico. And it's just, time has flown. It's hard to believe that I've been here this long. But, and now in the last 6 months, we've become empty nesters. And that was really a real scare for me. I was like, what am I going to do? You know, when Joe's busy, you know, studying and doing things, what is my ministry going to be? It's always been the kids. And now Linda, the last one, just left. And I guess, like Brother Lindell said in one of our morning meetings, praying for them. We can't do anything else now, but we can pray for them. And the grandkids, we pray for them, you know. Yes, I'm a grandma, and I'm proud of it. people have asked Joe, so how long did it take for you to get used to being an empty nest, in having the empty nest? He says, about 5 minutes. I said, well, it took me a little longer. I still miss Linda not being there, and, of course, Missy. And but anyway, that's, yes, Josh, I miss you too. But you're there. You're in Poland. You're always at the house.
So.
Oh, yeah, right. You know better. I take care of your grandbaby all the time. What?
His baby.
Oh, his baby. Right. My grandbaby. Yeah. Sorry.
I'll be nervous.
Okay. Psalm 72. So I was reading this. This morning, and I was thinking, you know, his name, verse 17 through 19. Psalm 73, verse 17 through 19. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. And men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. Amen. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. And as I was reading this, the verse 17, I noticed that it says, all nations shall call him blessed.
Right.
And I was thinking, how can all nations call him blessed if people don't go to all these nations to hear? And he is blessed. A lot of the catechism and other books say Mary is blessed. But the Bible says nations, all the nations shall call him
Amen.
Blessed.
Amen.
No one else but him.
Amen.
And, you know, this life that we're living today is not about you and me. This life is about him. And we're just being used of him. It's all about him. And really, if people don't go, people like all the brothers in Mexico now that are preaching and going on and serving and taking and filling in the gap, would never have heard, never had a chance. if brothers here did not go.
That's right.
And Zygmunt in Poland, he knew of the religious Christ. He knew of, you know, the religion and all, but he didn't know him. Now he has a new hope. Now he has an opportunity to see, to know the living and true Christ. Marianna sought and sought and sought for many, in many different religions. And now she knows him and she wants to serve him. And she has, she's gone, she says, I've got to talk to my neighbor. I've got to talk to these kids that I told them the Jehovah's Witnesses were okay. Now I've got to talk to them and get them out of there. And she says, and there's just different people that she had a desire to see. And without someone telling them, how would they be able to tell others? And Bojem and Arthur, they're, another couple in our church that, the only ones while we were there that has children, and they're the only ones that have our Sunday school class. So when they're missing, we don't have Sunday school. But they want to raise their children in a godly home. They want to have witness to their family and friends. Their father is still not saved and their mother is never had a chance to meet her yet. She's not a very kind person, they say. So she doesn't go anywhere. But the grandfather will travel around to all their homes and visit with them. And we've had an opportunity to be in the same home with them and talk to him and be able to witness to him a little more each time. And we're still praying that he gets saved. But just seeing these people come to Christ and see them make a difference in their life makes going abroad worth it, yes. Worth it all. I missed here, believe me. I miss here in Poland. I mean, here in the States, I miss being with the brethren here. I wish I could be here all the time. But God has been so wonderful, and I just can't complain. I have a Amen. Wonderful husband that loves the Lord. I have children who want to serve him, that want to do a work for him. And a church here that cares and loves us and prays for us and sends us and has done so much. And, I just want to say that we love you and love your, you know, all that you've done for us and your friendships here. That's going to be hard to leave again, but, I know that's where the Lord wants Joe and I to be. And yet at times, you know, I get weary, I get down, and I think, why should I be weary or down or depressed or whatever you want to call it? There's nothing that should bother me. And I just have to remind myself, like in Mark chapter 8, Verse 34, it says, And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. And I changed the pronouns in this. I put, deny myself and take up my cross and follow him. And I thought, that's what we need to do, is to take up our cross and follow him wherever that is. We're, he's called you to give up comforts of friends, the states, your friends that are here, your family. And believe me, it is nice here. You come back and you just think, like Michael was saying, the roads are nice. Well, you know, you go in there and you have the stores are nice. You got such an abundance of everything. And I was telling Magda, I said, I forgot even when I came to buy shampoo when I first got here, the bottles are huge. And I'm going, man, these things are huge, shampoo bottles. And I forgot, you know, they're in Poland, you get these little bitty things. And I'm just thinking, look at the abundance again. And I go through culture shock. I can imagine what Magda has gone through and Gosha and different ones that came for their first time here. And, and then to go, where the language isn't easy, where the people don't want to hear about the true and living God. What if he calls you to just go downtown and preach? You know, pass out tracts, act like a fool down there. Will you be willing to go for him there? Here in your comfortable home, here in your comfortable country, and go there and preach and tell them, will you be willing to do that too? Because it's not about us, it's all about him.